Well, hello. Talk to you later, folks.
Hello.
Hi there. Sorry, you're telling you're calling from MMA Legal. Can I speak to William?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, MMA Legal. I'm calling in regards to the Scottish redress claim.
All right, okay.
Yeah. Is there a good time to speak at the minute?
If you want, aye.
Yeah, perfect, no worries. So, here's only a quick one today, to be fair, but you just need to confirm a few details with yourself, take a very brief statement, and we can actually look at getting, you know, like the ball rolling in this claim process from there. So, just to confirm, I've got your name as Mr. William Campbell.
Is it?
So, yeah, so I've got your name as William Campbell.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and can you just, I've got your best email address is Bill Campbell, obviously with ones instead of L's, at hotmail.com.
Right, okay.
Yeah, can you just confirm your door number and postcode?
Do you not have that?
We don't have that, no. What we've got is your name, contact number, and email address. That's what you provided at the time.
I provided that?
Yeah.
When did I provide these details?
Well, obviously, it will have been over, you know, the past day or something like that. You filled out our inquiry and asked us to give you a call.
Not as far as I'm aware.
Well, I'm not too sure whether it was online on Facebook or something like that, but we've received an inquiry from yourself in regards to, like, the abuse in care.
Right. Sorry, my apologies. Now I know who you are. Sorry, right.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, right, I didn't realise who you were at first there, and was, you know how all these prank calls you get all the time,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
No, no, of course, understandable. Like, I think at the time, but that's what, we do ask if you do have it as well, just to put a brief description, but I think you left that blank anyway, to be honest, so that's all we've got at the moment.
Right.
Like I said, would you be able to confirm your door number and postcode?
It's number 4.
Yeah. What's the postcode, sorry? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, so you just cut off then. I heard your phone number, number 4. What's the postcode?
It's Golf 823 Alpha X-ray.
Thank you, and that's Carmen View?
That's correct, Jess.
Yeah. And can you just confirm your date of birth as well?
020574.
Perfect. And what age was you when you was put into care?
About 13 maybe.
Do you know where it was where you was first placed?
It was called Cardress Assessment Centre.
Sorry, what assessment centre?
Cardross. Cardross.
Yeah.
Assessment
centre. How long was you there for, like a few months?
I wasn't there full time, I was only there at weekends.
Right, okay, how come?
Because, I don't know, that's what I've done. Yeah, so if I misbehaved at school and things, then I was sent there at the weekend.
On the weekend, due to bad behaviour. So how long ago, or no, would you say?
Sorry?
Yeah.
Well, it's teacher saying that I'd done something, so then I had to go there at the weekend.
Yeah.
So if one teacher made a complaint about me, I had to go there, no matter what. Nobody would listen to my side of the story and all the rest of it. It turns out now my son has got ADHD and autism, and I probably got ADHD and autism, and that's probably why. But obviously, they didn't look at it that way, I was just a bad child, according to them.
Yeah. No, of course. But I say that's understandable. So how long did this go on for then, that you used to have to spend weekends there?
I think it was about 2 years, roughly.
I can't hear anything you're saying at the moment, sorry, it sounds really robotic. Just going to try and put the phone down and call you straight back, William.
Not a problem, thank you.